Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, Sylvester Stallone and Governor Cuomo are going to join us, and many other characters that Kyle Dunnigan comes up with. We got that. We got the news. All that. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Well, you do one or the other. And then there is your automotive policy. How about you take your homeowner's or your renter's insurance and you bundle it up with your automotive and you save a bunch of do-re-mi. Geico makes it easy to get your bundle happening. So you go to geico.com, you get a quote, and you see just how much you could save and how fast you could save it when you get your bundle working at geico.com.
It's hard to be cool stuff and booze. Adam's monthly nut. Adam's monthly nut.
You heard Dick. A new nut has arrived. July's nut has for you two ACS koozies to keep that thin can of seltzer cold in the ball-melting summer heat. Brother Artisan's CBD oil to keep you chill in the ball-melting summer heat. The Hangover Secret. A hangover cure to make sure that after a night of heavy drinking, you don't die the next day in the ball-melting summer heat. And of course, a bottle of your choosing. Head to CorollaDrinks.com to sign up for 1 month or to keep the shipments coming. Prep your mail's box for Adam's monthly nut. Do you want to be a part of Adam's next book?
Ooh, sometimes I do.
Submit your questions for Ask an Asshole by emailing them to askhole@AdamCorolla.com. Please include your name, age, and location. Ask about any topic you need the Ace Man's advice or answers on. That's askhole@AdamCorolla.com.
All right, Kyle Dunnigan is here.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Stallone.
In the house. Come on. Come
your net worth is the same as Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, it's very absurd about that. That makes no sense. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you're both 400.
Rambo franchise. Mm-hmm. Rocky franchise. Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, 9. Come on.
Rocky, right.
I play the Suicide. I mean, Suicide Kings.
Expendables.
Suicide.
Yeah.
Tango and Cash.
Tango and also Cash.
Stop My Mom Will Shoot.
Stop My Mom Is Crazy. She Shoot.
Yeah.
It's Suicide Kings.
And Cobra, the best. Right.
Cobra, come on. Best movie ever. Look.
Rhinestone with Dolly Parton.
Rhinestone, fantastic film. I sing in it beautifully, if I must say myself.
Uh-huh.
You know, people have said terrible things about my new movie, The Suicide Squad.
Oh, is that your new movie?
Yeah, they're calling me a shark tard. Did you see the movie?
No, I didn't see that.
I play a shark.
What?
I did the
yeah,
shark
I heard
voice.
About that. But...
Yeah, people said terrible things.
Really?
Yeah, he's a lower intelligent shark. That's what they're saying. Yeah, this is what they're calling me.
Tard isn't yeah. retarded?
Yeah, because he's lower intelligence of other sharks. If you see the movie, which
what kind
you should
of,
see.
What kind of shark is it?
You know, it's a regular one.
Like hammerhead or great white?
No,
or?
It's great white, I guess, is okay. what you call it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, he's... I used... What I did for the voice is I stole the Vin Diesel. You know, he plays that mentally challenged character in the Fast and the Furious?
I think he's just playing a regular guy.
Yeah, no, he says like one or two words at a time.
I think he's just...
So I took that. I took that on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I took that on.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it into Shark Tide. But people are upset. I don't know.
Is that movie out? Is it doing well?
It's coming out Friday.
It's coming out Friday.
It's out now. Come on, Brian.
Oh, sorry about that.
And people are making fun of you.
Yeah.
They're calling you Shark Dog.
Yeah, they sound stupid in it. I sound dumb. Which is nice.
Check that on Rotten Tomatoes, Brian.
It's, my guess, well, it's not out yet. My guess is, Mr.
Come on, Brian.
You but don't get it reviewed.
You may
right?
have seen
the
a
movies.
Preview screening. My guess is it'll be high. It's James Gunn taking over the franchise.
Mm-hmm. So.
Come on, Brian. It's out now. Come on.
Okay, sorry. But, you know, maybe you saw a preview screening.
Yeah, I saw it. Must be out.
So is it doing, and how's Jungle Book or River Cruise or whatever
that. Jungle
the hell?
Cruise.
It's, take this in the spirit it's intended. It's the poor man's Pirate of the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
I buy that.
Which is to say, still okay. It's, mm-hmm. it's not bad. It's just mm-hmm. not as
too,
good.
Is it too sort of crazy for a 6-year-old?
Yes.
Was okay. Pirates of the Caribbean for rich people?
No, no. Poor man's is the way, I'll explain off the air.
poorer man's.
The poor man's. Is
Whereas Pirates is a great movie. We can all agree on that.
Is Suicide Squad reviewed yet? Is it out there?
I haven't seen anything.
Oh, there's no review.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, we have a computer, is what I'm, what I'm saying.
Come on, Brian. Come on.
One guy in this room whose job it is to look stuff up.
Yeah. That's
damn,
what your
Brian.
Job is. Look stuff up. Yeah. I'm not asking if you looked it up. I'm just saying, does it exist? But so they're calling you Shark Tard?
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a stretch that I had to bring down my IQ to play this role.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you have arms as a shark?
Yeah. I have arms and a mouth and eyeballs and a shark head.
Mm-hmm.
And a fin.
Yeah, a fin, yeah.
But I don't swim.
96%.
What?
90? With 93 reviews.
No
wow,
thanks to Stallone.
Wow, that is very high.
Yeah. I gave it a thumbs down, too.
No, but
that.
You know Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
The higher your score, the better.
Yeah, yeah. I gave it a thumbs down.
So you guys are at 96?
Yeah.
It's exquisitely high.
It's a fantastic film.
Yeah, where it's like... Cobra was probably in the 20s.
People didn't understand it. Come on.
No, but, well, I've seen it 11 times. But I don't get why the critics didn't understand it. Cobra must be like 22. Sorry to make you work, Brian, but it must be in the 20s or something.
You don't say nothing bad about Cobra. You
no, I liked I'm a champion.
You went high, buddy. 18%.
18. Out of what?
Mr.
Well, no,
Stallone.
Out of 100.
100?
No, no, 18.
1,800?
No.
No, it's not Cobra.
Come on.
No,
that sounds pretty good to me.
No, no, hold on. A possible 100%.
Yeah, fantastic.
No, right. But then Cobra.
Yeah, best movie.
Yeah, but it was 18%.
It sounds like you're saying something bad about Cobra.
He loves Cobra.
I love Cobra. I defend Cobra. But it's the critics.
Listen.
Yeah.
I got a degree in dead.
In dead?
That's right.
What, no.
Watch it.
Sly. Oh, I like Cobra.
Okay.
The
critics, sorry, I misunderstood.
The critics didn't enjoy it as much as me.
Where they at?
They're at 18%.
If any of you critics are listening, I got a degree in dead.
Right. So the critics have it at 18% out of a possible 100.
Possibly it could go up.
I bet you the people, Brian, have it higher.
It's not out yet, so there's no people score. They don't let people vote.
No, no. I'm talking about Cobra.
Oh, sorry.
People score. Was it computer score?
No, no. People.
Computers liked it.
A robust 42.
42.
There you go. You see? 42. Come on. Cobra used to cut his pizza with scissors. Remember that scene?
Yeah, cut his pizza with scissors.
That's my decision.
Was it your decision to name yourself Marion Cabretti?
Yeah, it was after a girl in high school who treated me wrong.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Marianne? I bet she's sorry.
Yeah, she is. I said, I'm going to name a dude after you.
Marianne Cobretti.
Marianne Cobretti.
And then you named your character Marianne Cobretti.
And made him a dude who cuts pizza with his scissors.
Cut pizza with a scissor. He's back in his apartment
totally
in Venice.
Idiot.
That's
Smart
right.
Apartment.
Man, I love that movie.
Greatest movie.
If the Suicide Squad score holds at 96%, it would be your highest rated movie on
That's
IMDb,
ridiculous. I play a shark in that. That doesn't make no sense.
Higher than 1 point higher than Creed currently, 93%.
Creed, I'm barely in that thing.
Yeah,
but Rocky, it's got to be 100.
No, no. I mean, 96 is unbelievably high.
Yeah, but that's computers.
You know, I made a boxing movie myself.
Yeah, I heard about the hammer.
Yeah,
let's look
good.
That up. What's that? There's no. Might as well look it up.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, it was favorably reviewed. You know,
is that right? What did you get?
I didn't get a lot of money.
Yeah, you say 18 real quick when it's my movie. Then it's your movie, you'll say nothing. You over there laughing at me. Come on.
The critics actually had it at 80% and
Wait
the people at 90%.
90%. It's a romantic comedy.
Oh, there's only two ratings. And you and your mom voted for that.
My mom would never give a positive review.
40 reviews and over 2,500 reviews from the people.
Look at that. That these are rigged.
You can't argue with that.
That's 80 points more than Cobra. No way.
Speaking of Cobra,
that doesn't make no
sense. I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but it's nowhere near your lowest rated movie, 18% for Cobra.
Don't talk about Stop My Mom Will Shoot.
Driven, Oscar, Get Carter, Stop My Mom Will Shoot,
Watch it.
The Specialist,
Watch
and of
it.
Course, Staying Alive at 0%.
Rhinestone, hey. Is at zero?
Hey. No, those are all lower, in descending order.
Hey, hey Brian.
A lot of movies under 18%.
Look at me when I talk to you.
Yeah. Yes?
I got a degree in Kick Your Ass.
Oh, shit.
Shuttle. Come on.
Hold on. The Specialist is lower? That's an excellent film.
That's right. All excellent films.
You and Sharon Stone in the shower.
Yeah,
beautiful,
with my
man.
Muscles.
Seven.
7%.
Oh, man.
She showed her boobs in that, too.
Yeah, man. That was awesome. Well, first off, the people having a robust 29.
Why is that popcorn spilled over? What's that about?
They were so excited.
That means they liked it.
Yeah.
They stood up and applauded, and the popcorn fell over.
I'll tell you, I love that movie. I love the scene, Sly. You probably remember it, right?
Yeah.
He says, Sharon Stone comes to you.
That's
he
right.
says, like, I want you to kill the people that killed my parents. And then you're like,
got a degree.
No, you're like,
kill you.
No, you're like, how about an assassin? How about an assassin's bullet? And she was like, too messy. Let's blow him up. She was like, innocent people could be hurt with a gunshot, but if you blow up the whole restaurant, that's a much safer way to go.
Yeah.
Or the innocents don't get hurt, right?
It was a weird idea. I didn't want to say nothing, though, because it was in the script.
Wasn't James Woods in this movie?
He's the best.
That's right.
He's a tour de force.
Yeah.
With that scene, you probably were directing off camera.
Absolutely. I direct everything.
When James Woods went into the, like, Miami bomb squad and took the pen with the detonator and the C4 and he plugged it into it. I mean,
that
was, we look.
You made your point.
James,
guy,
right.
Yeah, you know that movie pretty well.
I know it very well.
I don't remember that.
Oh, Chris will find,
time ago.
Chris will find Cuomo. He'll find that scene. I mean, say what you will about James Woods, but that was he's fucking awesome in that movie.
He's awesome in a lot of movies.
We have Cuomo.
He also did a movie with Dolly Parton, by the way, Straight Talk.
Not to get off of James Woods?
Yeah, it's amazing. He was the
romantic
lead.
Oh, no, I know
lead.
Straight Talk.
He's the romantic lead in Straight Talk.
James Woods?
Yes!
James Woods, like, it's every 80s movie about radio is exactly the same. It's like the chick shows up because she's going to be the temp secretary.
Shirley Kenyon.
Or the Kelly girl. Like, she sits there going, and at some point she's like walking down the hall and someone goes, oh, you're late. Yep. Get to the studio.
No,
and
then I'm Shirley Kenyon,
oh,
not
yeah,
Shirley
yeah, okay,
Kendall.
We don't have time
no, you're
for
right
that.
For Shirley
go,
Kendall.
No, just go get the mic. The mic's heating up any time now.
And we're live in 5, 4, 3,
and then she does her home spun.
Hi, I'm Shirley Kendall. What can I do you for?
Then there's a montage of people on the street listening,
yeah.
at, like bus stuff, even black people, like
with an antenna.
Just listening, yeah. like, oh, she makes sense.
And
oh, this is good stuff.
And then she has her feet up on the table. She has her mug. Get off the cross, honey. Somebody else needs the wood.
Right. And then at some point, they find out who you are and they fire you, but all the phone calls come right here, like flooding in.
It's
like,
the best you've ever heard.
What's that girl? Yeah. We need to get her back. Like, that's how I thought life worked when I was 21.
I love that movie.
All right. So we have Cuomo. Talking about
Department of Justice announced over the weekend that they were not investigating New York State and other states for nursing home deaths. I don't know if you caught this, but last year in the middle of the campaign, President Trump was saying he was saying a lot of things. COVID is not a problem. COVID isn't real. COVID's going to be gone by Easter. Don't worry. It's just a Democratic conspiracy. And then he shifted to COVID is only a problem because Democratic governors mishandled it. And he pointed to deaths in nursing homes, which was a particular problem across the nation, and said, well, the Democratic governors caused deaths in nursing homes. That was his political narrative. They then started an investigation with the Department of Justice against 4 Democratic states and 4 Democratic governors during the Republican National Convention, which I'm sure was a coincidence. to make this point. And the Department of Justice announced an investigation in New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Four Democratic states, four Democratic governors.
Max Pat, Max Pat, you have him talking about the truth, or like giving the truth, which is the best part of this speech. Or you can scrub to it.
The sign language guy, like if you can't hear, wouldn't you have closed captioning on? Like you don't need the sign language guy. You'd have closed.
I got into this with Dr. Drew.
Okay.
Now, what I've learned,
yeah,
because I'm the same way. Like every fucking TV has closed caption. Yeah. What do we need? What year is it? What do we need this for? You can read it. American Sign is its own language, which still doesn't completely get you off the hook with why can't we just fucking read what the person is saying?
That's not an answer to the question.
Well, the thing is, well, first off, in a world. Where
in a world
you need a handicap ramp to the top of the Space Needle, like, and you're like, who in a wheelchair is going? But sorry, like, if there's one human being who was born who's in a wheelchair and wants to go to the top of the Space Needle, then we need a ramp that will accommodate that person. Like, that's where we're at. So it's like, just fucking read. Just if you're deaf, just put your closed caption thing on. It's like, no, because deaf people who are born that way, learned American Sign, and they deserve to see this in their language, which is American Sign.
That's the answer. Are these people assuming that people who can't hear also can't read? That seems condescending.
First off, the percentage of human beings, but it's sort of like we're that way with like transgender. It's like we act like transgender is probably what, 40, 50% of the population, maybe 70% in some counties. Like, no, it's nobody ever, but we've built an entire society and apparatus around the one person that may feel like they're left out. So every single person has an American Sign thing going, and the thing should be like, if you're deaf, fine. Fire up the closed caption on the TV set and call it a fucking life.
Excuse me, but you owe them a debt of gratitude because without them, your bit wouldn't have worked.
That's right.
That's a good point.
I have it a transgender bit. Yeah. That's right. They're good for bits. All right. Sorry. Maxipat will find that. Wait, what are we talking about? Oh, Stallone. Oh, James Woods. James Woods and the bomb. The bomb
oh,
center.
Here we go.
I mean,
specialist.
If you don't, for those of you who think he's just a crazy guy who tweets,
please. Yes, but he's also a fine actor.
Go back and revisit the majesty of James Woods in The Specialist. And also, as I've always said, we were talking about it with Con Air. Like, great actors can be in shitty movies and 100%. Still bring it. You know what I mean?
Yep. Is James Woods a bad guy in this? And he's
no.
the...
Yeah.
No.
He's
no.
bad. Please. Here he is. Sorry.
Chief says you're on this. Fine. But I don't take orders from any ex-anything. All right, Ace?
And I got to tell you something. I mean, I'm sorry, but I thought your chief said that the fullest cooperation would be forthcoming. And I got to tell you something, sport. This doesn't feel like full cooperation to me. I mean, look at this shit here. What is this? This is, shouldn't this be in the lockup? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You guys are the experts. Maybe you don't need me. I mean, like, what is this? This is, the Semtex. Am I right? Plastic explosive. Am I right? I don't know. You're the expert. I mean, this little bit could blow up this whole area, and if this area goes, the whole building could go up. Am I right? Gosh, I don't know. I mean, maybe...
You remember this slide?
Oh, yeah. Now it's coming back to me.
What else do we have here?
Oh, that music scares me.
a plunger detonator. Am I right? And that's a little mini receiver. You know, this looks like American circuitry to me, and I gotta tell you, call me a patriot, but American craftsmanship, it's the greatest in the world. See? Watch this.
The music scary.
Here we
song.
Go.
Yeah, I wrote this.
Let's just see.
You yep. score it, too?
Yeah, it's a dumb.
First time, every time. Screw it on, and one little twist, and voila, a perfect receiver bomb. Which, of course, is absolutely worthless without a transmitter. But hey.
Shouldn't they have shot him by now?
20 seconds in. Move. We're hot. Okay. Okay. Now you deactivate it, you sanctimonious prick.
Okay, you cut that shit, Trent.
Oh, yeah? Huh? Come on.
Come on. Okay, you made your point, all right?
Have I?
Huh? Okay, that's enough. What do you mean it's enough? You think I give a shit if this whole fucking block goes up? I don't. You mean you've had enough? Isn't that what you're saying? Yes, that's what I'm saying. Enough is enough.
Huh?
I can't do it.
Well,
what the hell are you? You crazy or something?
I'm the craziest person you'll ever meet in your life. 6, 5, 4, 3.
Please!
Now here's a tip. You take care of the shit work. And you leave the folks at the party to me. Okay? We on the same page here? Peace.
Ooh, that's you. Best movie ever made.
It's really good.
That's how you got your name.
Right. I can't believe that's 7%.
It deserves at least double that.
I mean, after,
at least
they should have shot him. I know this is my movie, but they should have shot him. And then when he deactivated, you'd get tackled immediately, right?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. We got Sylvester Stallone is online, too.
Oh, good.
Sly?
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hey, Carolla, this is Stallone. Who's that guy jerking off on me, huh?
Hey, get out of here. You're not me. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, Yvonne, listen, you know I wrote all those.
I listened to nothing. Get out of here.
Hey, you lying, shut Stallone. Your mouth.
You shut your mouth.
You tell Kirk that I'm going to come over
you
there.
You listen to you. You're talking about Kirk. Come on. You listen to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you're a perv.
Hey, yo. You
Skivoza. Yeah, listen. Yo. Yeah, yo's right.
You listen to me.
Hey, Carolla, I'm going to come over to your place, and we're going to talk about this Kyle guy.
Hey, get out of here. Don't talk about that gay kid.
Yeah. And don't you dare touch my girl, Gina. That's all for me.
Oh, wow. Oh,
you've got it?
Get this guy out of here.
All right, I'm hanging up on you, Sylvester Stallone.
Stallone.
Yeah, come. Fake Stallone.
Okay, all right. It's Stallone out.
All right.
He showed us.
We have do we have fake the Cuomo?
Oh, yeah, this party's talking about New Yorkers getting the truth.
Yeah. Here's
you can't handle the truth.
Here's Cuomo with the truth.
I told you the truth. While a lot of people were talking politics and a lot of people were talking theory, and a lot of people were trying to deny because they didn't want to deliver bad news. I told you the truth. You know why? Because I believe in you. I believe in New Yorkers. I believe if they get the truth and if they get the facts, they will do the right thing. I'm a lifelong New Yorker. I know New Yorkers. Give them the facts. Yeah, but the facts are ugly. Doesn't matter. Give them the facts and they will do the right thing. I am telling you as I sit here today, if we do not make progress on vaccinating that unvaccinated population 25% with the Delta variant, you're going to see the numbers go up. And that is a large number. And we're going to lose lives. And it will be disruptive. And we cannot let that happen. I'll do everything I can.
The sign guy has a New York attitude.
Hey. What it comes down to for me is giving you the facts and you the truth.
All right.
So, boy, if he just says facts and truth enough times.
Governor Cuomo.
Look, New Yorkers are tough. We're tough people. Yeah. We can handle the facts. Okay.
Well, you just give the truth to people, right?
I give the truth. New Yorkers can take it.
Mm-hmm. I know there was some issue with you and the ladies, and there's a lot of stories going around. It seems to have calmed down a little bit.
These stories were not the facts. Mm. They were expanded upon. Quick story.
There were pictures of you getting handsy.
There was a few pictures of me with a younger girl. Okay. She was an intern. She looked at me and she said, please don't touch me. I said to her, I just want to rub your head and start a little tickle fight. One thing led to another. She began to cry.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Those
are the facts.
Just the facts?
New Yorkers can handle it. New Yorkers are tough. Tough people.
There's also, there were some allegations about you getting your brother tested or vaccinated or something on sort of a company time, so to speak, that you were giving out things, access to things that regular New Yorkers didn't have access to.
Okay, quick story. Mm-hmm. My brother came to me with a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He was itching down below.
Mm-hmm.
It was some sort of STD.
Mm. Oh.
I took him after hours to the New York clinic.
Mm-hmm.
This is all I had to do for my brother. You would do, we do for our families. That's mm-hmm. what New Yorkers do. We mm-hmm. protect our own.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, you're, wasn't your, we were talking about this before. I think your daughter announced she was like bimutual or something.
My daughter is bimutual.
Some sort of thing where she just said, I'm attracted to guys. So,
she likes emotional or?
No, she was like, she made the proclamation that she only wanted to have sex with guys she wanted to have sex with. Essentially because she got to know them right, and liked them.
Yeah, an emotional connection.
It's a weird, weird thing to make a proc. It's demisexual.
She is a demisexual.
Right.
Sometimes she likes this, sometimes that. Sometimes she doesn't want a vagina. Okay. Sometimes she likes her asshole. Sometimes she wants both. A asshole. Okay.
Okay.
So she could be who she wants to be day to day.
Mm-hmm. But I think demisexual is just, I want to have sex with people I like.
Demisexual is having sex with people named Demi.
Oh.
No, I don't think it's that.
Very specific.
I think it's you saying, I want to get to know someone and have a relationship with them, an emotional connection before I have sex with them.
That makes no sense.
All right, but that's what your daughter, that's what she said.
I don't believe that's what she said. No, those are not facts. Give New Yorkers the facts. Take it.
Wait, but she said this, but that's what she said.
It was she on camera.
She didn't mean to. If she did.
She was just saying that then.
If she came across someone she wanted to have sex with, she'd have sex.
Oh. It's a strange thing for you to come to her defense about.
It seems, right, but it seems sort of.
She's a Cuomo.
Yeah, but
if we see something we like, we jump on it. Okay?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it seems. It's like saying I like drinking water after I jog. Right. You know, it doesn't seem like news.
I'm a hydrosexual.
It's not newsworthy. It doesn't seem like something you need to announce.
It's very new. She likes to have sex with people she likes. It's a brand new thing. It's called demisexual.
Yeah, but see, I think it's an old thing.
The oldest thing.
I feel like it's very old.
Brand new. Totally new.
New.
No.
Brand new.
Brand new. Totally new.
Totally new?
Totally new. Brand new. She has sex with people she likes. She figures that out first. Usually what people do is you see something you like, the looks, and you have sex.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter talks to the person first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, makes sense. And then they have sex.
Capiche?
Yeah, no, I understood. It just didn't seem like it was newsworthy. It didn't seem like you should have a press conference to announce this. Yeah. Just basic things. It's like saying a dog likes its belly rubbed. You know what I mean? We don't need to stop
the
presses.
That's a new thing. New thing.
The dog?
Dogs now like their belly rubbed.
No, it's always, it's bygone.
Belly rubber sexual. A dog who enjoys this.
No, I think almost everyone, like Abe Lincoln probably had a dog that liked his belly rubbed. You know what I'm saying?
But they kept it in the closet. Back then, you couldn't say what you liked.
So she's brave enough to say what we're all thinking.
She's a Cuomo.
I see.
Oh, that's brave. Hero. All right. Let me take care of Talkspace, and then we'll do some news. Everyone's racing to get back to normal. But getting back to feeling normal takes a little time. Now is the time to prioritize your mental health. Talkspace. People are going through a tough time, and they have been going through a tough time, and they need some good advice, and they need someone to talk to. Hey, you can talk to your family, but the advice isn't always great all the time. Talkspace makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist, send unlimited messages, and schedule live video sessions from the comfort of whatever device you're on. You can do it on your phone, do it on your computer. Start messaging the day you sign up. Individual and couples therapy as well, and medication, prescription services also. Talkspace works around your schedule at your convenience. Go anywhere and take your therapist with you with Talkspace. Right, Dawson?
Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code Adam. That's $100 off when you use code Adam at Talkspace.com.
All right, quick break. Come back, do the news. Kyle will hang, and we'll do that right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden, Kamala. Meet news with Gina, Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
On Wednesday, Democratic Rep. Sean Casten spoke about his bill related to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, also known as FERC, and he went on the floor and remixed Fergie's hit 2006 track Fergalicious to be Fergalicious. The FERC is an independent agency that regulates the interstate transmission of electricity, natural gas, and oil. The bill was officially titled the Right to Timely Rehearings at FERC Act and is aimed at speeding up the timeline for the agency to respond to requests for rehearing orders on its decisions. Doesn't matter. This is why I have the clip.
Yeah, I saw this.
You really went for it.
I rise to continue our celebration of hot FERC summer. As climate activist Fergie would certainly say, the Fergalicious definition is to make our planet cooler. So listen up, y'all, because this is it. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, better known as the F to the E to the R to the C, is one of the most important federal agencies to fight climate change, and if I'm doing this right, one that a few more of you are now keeping track of. Having a well air-conditioned home when it's hot, hot, that's Fergalicious. Getting your electricity from the lowest cost reliable source, Fergalicious. An electric transmission system that keeps everything from electric vehicles to steel mills running with zero carbon electricity, Fergalicious.
Couple thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, he either is single or he has a bad wife. Because you run that by your wife.
I was about to say, this is why everyone needs to sit at Jimmy Kimmel's writer's table and go like, hey, I got an idea, and then have 13 dudes go, that's so fucking lame. Yeah. It's insane. We're never going to do that. Like, you need to run it up the fucking flagpole and see if someone salutes before you go out You need that. You need that wife who says, do not go out in those ostrich skin boots. Right. You look lame. Yes. I completely agree. Now, I have a soft spot in my heart because I used to dance with Fergalicious. I put that on and have dance parties with Natalia when she was like 3. That was like fun. You know, there's nothing.
Would you bring that to the house floor?
That dance party? But there's no pure form of whatever with your kids in a crazy dance party.
Don't I know it.
And then also the only, I don't think, you know, my kids are like not exactly fans of mine, but there's two, you know, Kyle Dunnigan. No, but really all I got with my daughter is that Fergie hit on me at a party and that Beyonce came up to me and drew and wanted to be on, you know, Loveline like back in the day. Like those are my only two stories are these people that you like a million years ago knew me.
An accomplishment of yours.
No, that's all. But that's all I got.
Yeah. All right. So you like this guy. You have a connection to him.
Well, I sort of agree. Like, where's the wife? Like, you go, here's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, no.
Look at this. I got this foam core. I went down to Kinko's. Like,
yeah.
Someone's got to go. Because we all. So here's what it is. People need to plant the kernel of doubt in everyone's head before they leave the house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's the wife's job. You plant that seed of doubt. You know what I mean? Where you go, here's what I'm thinking about. And they go, You know, it's the equivalent of, are you wearing that?
Are you wearing that
to the party? Like, is that the party? Yeah. By the way, hey, chicks, don't ask that once we're at the party.
Too late.
You know what I mean? The chicks are like, is that what you're wearing tonight? No, I have a Mylar jumpsuit. I was going to change.
I was going to change in the car. Yeah.
Yes, this is what I'm fucking wearing because we're leaving for this place right now. It's an insane question. Yes. Is that what you're going to? I mean, I understand what they're saying. They're saying don't wear that.
Too late.
But just recouch it. Go, you look like shit. Yeah. Go fix yourself. Don't go.
I aggressively ask my friends, like, there's something that could be embarrassing. Because you also have to calibrate that they're going to try to be nice and not hurt your feelings. So you worked on your Fergie rap. Mm-hmm. They're not going to want to be like, that's terrible. Some of them. So you got to really dig in there. And he clearly did not. But I actually enjoyed it a little bit.
I enjoyed it, too.
But we're talking about the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And I promise you that wouldn't have come up today without this guy. So maybe that was his diabolical plan. You know what?
I saw it on the news on Thursday or something. Yeah. Or TMZ or something, like before I left. So
yeah. What if he had a better version and he did the crappier version? Because he knew he could maybe get it on the Corolla show.
Well, here's something you probably also saw on TMZ. Bad news, more bad news for rapper DaBaby. The Lollapalooza Music Festival canceled him after his comments that were widely condemned as homophobic, and I'll play this for you in a second. At the Rolling Loud Music Festival in Miami at the end of July, he made insulting comments about gay men, said some things about HIV, some things about women.
What did he say?
I'll tell you. Thank God I found the clip, or I wouldn't have even told the story. Here's the clip from the concert, and then I'll have him defending himself.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking nigga dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights in the air.
Let's be real about this shit.
Yeah, keep it fucking real.
Some of y'all niggas suspect as a motherfucker. Let's be real.
What?
So.
I didn't get that.
He's saying, put your cell phone up if you're not this person.
Yes. Like, if you're not gay, essentially, and if you're not a lady getting
pussy
crazy
smells.
In the parking lot, yeah.
If your pussy smells like water, is that what
I think that's a good thing. If it does, then put your light up because you weren't.
Oh, so he's toggling between the positive and the negative.
I see.
So it's like, if you're sucking cock in the park, then don't put it up.
If your vagina smells like water, get it in the air.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's his thing.
Yeah, it's a double negative in there.
Mm-hmm.
He defended his comments later on Instagram. I don't know if his...
Wait, where's he been dropped from?
Lollapalooza.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he kind of makes the argument that his comments were taken out of context.
I want to hear the jag one more time.
Yeah, that was a little dense.
He
told
them to get their phones in the air with the light. Like
put your hands up. Yeah, here we go.
What is it?
Show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking nigga dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights in the air.
Let's be real about this shit.
Yeah, keep it fucking real.
Some of y'all niggas suspect as a motherfucker. Let's be real.
Well, all right. First off, his name is DaBaby. How mature do you want his social commentary to be? You know what I mean? Like, shouldn't he get a pass? He's DaBaby.
Yeah, it's on brand.
Well, we should be thankful he's even speaking at all.
Yeah. I'm still stuck on what does water smell like? It doesn't.
I think that's the thing.
That's a good thing. Well, I like jicama vagina myself.
Hearts of palm.
Like
lavender.
The ultimate. Lavender.
Right. Well, that can be distracting. Because lavender is like, whoa, what are you covering up?
Put on, right.
You're covering something up.
On the spectrum of smells, lavender.
No, lavender's good, but it feels like walking into the bathroom that smells of pine. You know what I mean? Like, what happened in
here
before?
Raising more questions than answers.
Who blew the vagina up?
Brian, please.
I feel like we're asking too much of our rock and rollers and our rappers and everything else. Like, just let them fucking say stupid shit and like snort ants and fucking play music.
He would agree with you. Here's him defending his comments on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I'm going to address this weak ass internet shit one time, and I'm going to get back to giving my love to my fans. See what I'm saying? Because what me and my fans do at the live show, it don't concern you niggas on the internet. Or you bitter bitches on the internet. It's not y'all business. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I do at a live show is for the audience at the live show. It'll never translate correctly to somebody looking at.
Hold on, is there an app?
A little 5-6 second clip.
For black people where they just put the smoke detector sound in when they're doing these things?
It's not part of a filter, no.
Yeah.
It's not part of.
No, it's not. It just
happens. I feel like it affects the brothers and the sisters more than the Jews and the Asians, the smoke detector going off in the background.
I need a know what I'm saying thing to get me through some dead space.
Mm-hmm.
I think it Yeah, they look, yeah. Like I know what I'm saying to get them to the next spot.
Right.
But I just have dead air.
Right.
I think I just need something. I'm not going to, you know,
I need my own,
that, but yeah, something.
Yeah, I need my own, like, well, get her done.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Done.
Like something you can say on stage when nothing funny's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, get her done. right.
Yeah, we should, because you spend so much time with the microphone, mm-hmm. and it's fucking an hour and 10 minutes up on stage doing a set. There's going to be downtime.
You know what I'm saying?
And with us, it's like nothing.
Right.
Or we could have Know What I'm Saying or Get Her Done or something
Did
that
works.
Did
you understand that last thing? We could do that.
Yeah, but that's too, you're now asking people to participate
it's
in
cumbersome.
This. Yeah, it's cumbersome.
Point. Right.
So DaBaby is doing the what? He's out of
Lollapalooza. But here's the thing. Obviously, like, whatever that jag was like, lame as fuck. But
he, by the way, he didn't just compose that on stage that night. That's his rap.
He was also,
right?
I think, not saying no one who sucks dick. He was saying in a parking lot. He was very specific. So maybe just if you did.
He'd been burned before.
Yeah, if you did. Give a blowjob in a parking lot, you can't.
Well, yeah, and maybe this isn't anti-gay, because if he was saying it about a heterosexual couple, it would be equally as dismissive. You know,
sure.
I mean?
Like
hey, ladies blowing guys in parking lots, that would be slap. I mean, you know,
it's dangerous to do that.
I think he started. He got out of the gate with AIDS.
He did,
which seemed weird.
He said with AIDS, you're okay, right? That was put your phone in the air. Right?
Oh, I don't think he thinks you're okay.
Oh, like, I thought that was
sure,
the first
quite the opposite. Tonight without any STDs.
Oh, he said without. Okay.
Then proceeded to list a couple.
If you didn't show up tonight with HIV, AIDS.
It wasn't well worded.
It's been there's like three phones in the air at the end of that. Just, oh, my audience.
Couldn't we just say put your phone in the air?
Yeah.
That'd be much easier.
All of us.
Okay. Much easier.
Mm.
But here's the thing. I am not defending DaBaby. However, how many times have I said...
Get ready for a cancel.
Oh, boy.
But how many
don't
times...
Don't apologize after you're done.
This is an example. This is oh, my God. This is a perfect slippery slope example of what I'd said. Because now I'm like, maybe I was wrong. My thing was always, if you weren't at the venue, like when the... if you didn't watch the show, if you're not like, whatever, pick one. If you don't regularly watch Everybody Loves Raymond, and then you hear that somebody said something on the show, and now it's catching up, and somebody's getting canceled, it doesn't affect you. You're not one of their fans. You're not part of their world. If you're hearing this third hand, you don't get a vote. And I'm certainly hearing this third hand because I'm not a DaBaby fan.
Everyone loves DaBaby.
Canceled.
Well, Brian, thought of you driving out of Vegas today.
All right.
Not driving out of, but passing the Raiders Dome, the new stadium there, blocking off lanes.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses playing.
Fuck it.
Wow. The originals?
I know. I got a thing with the revamped lineup.
It is?
I mean, it's
a No Axl.
They're
selling out the Megadome over there. Yeah. Like, they're blocking off. They were driving us to the private airport, and the driver was saying,
really?
Guns N' Roses coming in.
I have a sound alike.
I have a deep love for the original, you know, the classic lineup, Slash and Izzy and Duff and Axl and Matt Sorum, or possibly Steven Adler. But this new Frankensteinian lineup.
Who's in it now? Who's still in it?
I don't even know.
Current lineup says Axl / McKagan,
all right.
Richard Fortus on guitar, Frank Ferrer on drums, and Dizzy Reed and Melissa Reese are the keyboardists.
As long as I got Fortis.
Well, you got,
Axl.
Axl, Slash, and Duff, yeah.
All right. Well,
that's Guns N' Roses.
Doable. Yeah. I wonder how, and are they able to show up and play and stuff?
I guess. I think there's a lot of money on the line. Although Axel's got to be worth so much money. He has all the publishing rights to pretty much every hit.
He does?
He wrote almost every hit, or co-wrote.
Oh.
Mm.
That would have mattered in like the 80s, in the early 90s. He's getting real money.
Sorry, Gina.
Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Guinness World Records confirmed that a woman from Connecticut is the new record holder for the world's largest mouth gape for a female, according to CNN. And I'm going to show you.
Oh.
Check out that soup cooler.
Mm.
That is intense. Samantha Ramsdell's mouth gate measures. And I, when I read this, I had to measure my own mouth because this didn't seem like a big deal. Turns out it is big.
It was actually unhinged her jaw like a snake.
Yes. Opening her mouth. Yes. It's very round. So it's very large.
It's done in centimeters, but it's about 2.5 inches. When measured across, it's 4 inches. And I tried mine. I think I was 2.5.
Well, that's my whole thing about blowjobs.
Yeah.
She's off my list.
Right.
Can't do it.
Bernadette Peters is at the top of the list because she has such a small mouth.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
Old school Meg Ryan.
Yeah, you'd allow Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, where you want your dick to look big.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
This.
Oh, boy.
Right. Just hot dog in a hallway.
Yeah.
That's
stirring
right.
Stirring a pot. Ramsdell said she has always known she had a big mouth, but it wasn't until the, quote, children of TikTok pointed out she may have a record size mouth that she went to go for it. She has videos stuffing multiple donuts in her mouth, one putting an orange in her mouth. Here, this is what she looks like in action.
Uh-huh.
I have a big mouth, but like, I didn't think that it was like that big.
Wow.
But it was like the children of America of TikTok that were really like, no, your mouth is like scarily big. I would say make it your biggest asset. Like, make it it's your superpower. It's the thing that makes you unique and special.
Oh, see, that's why.
There's too many people that are too similar. And I think everyone should be celebrating what makes them different, what makes them unique.
I mean, not
everyone should be celebrating. Not everything.
You see that dimple on her tongue? That means something. I can't remember, but if you look at that first picture, there's like dimpling on the side of the
mouth. Was it forked like a snake?
No, it's like dimple that means like, I don't know, low iron or something.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking out for her. That's all.
Hey, Bill Maher.
Yes.
Oh, great. I'm on the Adam Carolla show again.
Yeah, hey, I'm a big fan, man.
Yeah, right.
No, okay. I do. I watch his show.
I bet you do.
We always talk about Hawaii, but, you know, I'm doing stand-up these days.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get laughs?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I bet you do.
No, it's
They're
good.
Just dying in the aisles.
No, I mean, I do. I bring the funny, you know, when I show up.
You probably point out things that shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is like I have takes, you know what I mean?
Right.
I have like hot takes.
Why is the carburetor in the front? It should be over here type of things, right?
Well, yeah, but they're a little more worked out.
Right.
They're funnier.
Oh,
you know?
I'd love to. When's your next show? I'll come.
I guess we're playing Minneapolis coming up the August 27th,
28th. August.
Yeah, yeah. You want to come out?
I can't make that one.
You want to do a set?
Did you say August 21st?
27th,
28th. Yes, I can't make those.
Well, you thought it was the 21st.
The whole week's not good.
You could come out and do like a, I don't know, feature for
me. I'm actually in Minneapolis that week.
Well, you could feature for me.
But I can't. Oh, what time is it?
It's like 7:30.
7:30. Oh, no.
You could come out.
I can't make 7:30.
Well, you know, it would be a real treat, Bill.
What?
For my audience, you could come out and do like 20 minutes at the top, you know, like a call it a feature.
Oh, that
you
would be an honor. To feature for you?
Yeah.
What
and then
an
you would,
honor.
You're right. And then thank you. And then you would bring me up.
I could put that on my resume.
I don't think he's being sincere, Adam.
I think it's Adam Carolla.
It's his cadence,
it
Brian.
It sounds really sarcastic.
No, it's
condescending.
A cadence.
Almost.
No, that's how Bill's always his cadences.
Okay.
Right, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
So you could open for me.
Right.
You could put on your resume. I'd be fine with that.
Oh, thank you.
Do you even need a resume? I mean, you're Bill Maher.
Well, if I had on my resume open for Adam Carolla, things could really start rolling for me.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we would say featured. We wouldn't say like open for Adam Carolla. We call it a feature.
I would love to go out there and perform for all those fat people and then bring you up on stage.
Oh. Well, not all my audience. My fans aren't all fat.
Well, let's be honest. I've seen your fans.
Well, okay.
They're mostly large people.
Well, anyway, Bill, if you'd like to go out, we're going to be August 27th, 28th.
Oh.
You go out, you do like 20, but just kind of keep it to 20, you know, because the fans are there,
of course,
obviously, to see me.
Right.
They want to cut into my time. Right. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to say up there, but you kind of keep it,
Mostly, if I did it, I would mostly just compliment you. Maybe I could do some of your bits.
Oh, that'd be
Would
awesome.
That be okay.
Yeah.
So I'd go out and say, you know, when you make a left turn, but the person doesn't put their blinker on. I hate when that happens. Next up, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, well, you could also do your own material. That's okay. Fine. You know, and you'd like, I don't know. I don't want to put you on the spot, but like, what would it sound like if you're going to like bring me up? You know what I mean? And again, okay. You know, this is my crowd. You want to talk me up,
right,
you know,
and even right.
Sound good. They're probably going to be excited.
Right. Well, that's my time. Next up is a tremendous talent. He can do all sorts of things, like talk on the microphone and fix a car and collect cars. Adam Carolla, something like that.
Yeah, aww. That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And maybe a little more.
Right.
I do agree with Brian a little. Sometimes it sounds sarcastic. Yeah. I know you don't mean it that way.
Let me try it again.
It's your cadence. You know right. What I mean? But I know there's dear. Obviously, you respect me big time.
You're my favorite comedian.
Right. So,
see, no, I don't believe him when he says that.
No, that's his cadence, Brian.
I feel like he's making fun of you.
No, that's what he sounds like.
I know the words, what they mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm telling you, the pacing, the diction.
Brian, I feel like you're just trying to kind of take away from what's going on here right now. You're right. A big fan, right?
Right. Brian's jealous.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't right. Have what we have.
He doesn't get it.
He doesn't get that you're a big fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. All right. Yeah.
New rule. Shut up, Brian.
Yeah, that's our new rule. So I'm sorry. Bring me out again. I didn't. Brian, let him finish.
Sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
Okay. That's my time. Next up is a tremendous talent. You've heard him on the Adam Carolla Show and other things that are exactly like that. Adam Carolla.
I feel like he got worse.
I don't always agree with Brian, but I did kind of find it here like a little sarcasm in that one, you know?
That surprises me.
Well, I feel like, I don't know how you say more sincerity, but like maybe just a little more.
Okay,
like
let
earnest.
Me try
you
one
know,
more
earnest,
time,
that word?
Please. I want to please you.
You want the college. You don't understand earnest.
Of
you
course.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a gravitas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like something like big and right. Like, hey, I'm bringing out
really
Adam
bring
Carolla.
You out. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you just finished your set.
Okay.
You didn't open for me. You featured.
Right. Well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So okay. You featured.
Mm-hmm.
And help. Now it's time to bring me up. Now, understand, my fans are there. They love me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they're going to be
they're
a lot
great
of,
people.
Yeah, a lot of energy in the room.
Religious.
No. They're not always religious and not always heavy set.
But big American flag on the porch type of people.
Some on their pickup truck, but not all of them. You know, they're proud of the country, but they're going to be excited to see me. So you want to like feed into that energy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let me try one more time.
All right.
Okay. That's my time. You've been a lovely audience. Next up is the man of the hour. The one that everyone's just been waiting to see. Ladies and gentlemen. The guy you hear talking about stories about his life for hours on end, over and over again, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, see, now I'm starting to think like Brian, because I feel like I initially kind of poo-pooed what you were saying about being sarcastic.
It's not the words. It's how he says
the tone.
Yeah, like endlessly talking about himself.
I don't know what to tell you.
But like, you know him from The Man Show. You know him from Crank Yankers and Loveline.
Oh, right.
You know, North
you
Hollywood
You want me to bring
zone.
Those up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm proud of that stuff.
Okay, of course. I'd be proud of that, too. The Man Show.
Yeah, it's The Man Show. Like
right.
I'm proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can tell you guys a joke from the roast.
Oh, yeah.
It just reminded me. Speaking of that. sorry, Bill. Hold on, Bill. You can comment on my roast joke.
It's for Cousin Sal's roast.
Yeah.
I bet it's great.
Yeah. I can't even find it on my... Oh, Man Show. Yeah, okay. So I said... on an exciting personal note, this was me roasting Jimmy's cousin Sal at Jimmy's Comedy Club Friday night. On an exciting personal note, it looks like the Man Show reunion, the live Man Show reunion tour is finally going to happen. I don't want to jinx it, but I think by this time tomorrow, I'll be able to make a formal announcement. I just don't want to say anything ahead of time, and you know that because Stanhope said he wanted to sleep on it.
Adam,
you know when something is so funny, you can't even laugh. That's
no,
what just
I've never
happened
had that.
To
I've
me.
Never had that.
It just happened.
But now I think you have to laugh if it's that funny.
My brain exploded with how hilarious it was and couldn't even muster a laugh.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to try to bring me up one more time? Okay.
And really, this one
really
time,
put some passion.
Like,
I know you think I'm funny.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know you're not sarcastic about thinking
right,
I'm funny. Like,
right.
I know you genuinely respect me as a performer.
I get most of my yucks from the Adam Carolla Show.
No, but I mean, look, obviously, we're contemporaries. You know, we're both
peers.
You know, big stars in this town. And I know how much deep respect you have for me because you've told me before, and I've been on your show many times. So, just,
well, not in a little while.
Okay, but just take some of
the
that.
ABC show.
Yeah. Politically
in the
90s. Incorrect. Yeah, ooh, we got into the early 2000s. And my point is this: I put the calendar away, Bill. Just really focus on that respect and the admiration. You admire me. I mean,
absolutely.
Like, I don't, it feels weird for me to say it, but obviously you admire me because we're, you know, we're peers.
Mm-hmm. And just
you know,
we're
honored to
a little,
be a peer of yours.
Yeah, we make people laugh for a living.
A little more sincerity.
Well, yeah, so if you just sort of take that.
Lead with that. Mm-hmm.
Lead with that. Let that energy sort of propel you through this.
Okay.
Through this, you know, you bring, again, club's hot, hot set, you know what I mean?
Right.
Fill the capacity, bring me out.
Okay.
Energy, right?
Okay.
And respect.
I really want to please you this time.
Admiration.
Okay.
You know
I'll
what I mean?
Focus on that.
You
admiration.
Look up to me in a sense.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, folks, that's my time. Next up is the man we've all been waiting for. You may know him from that show with the puppets. I can't remember the name, but he plays some Vietnam vet guy. What's his name?
Burcham.
Burcham.
I don't want to. Let's just restart.
You
here
may
for
also
a
know.
It's called Frank Yankers. It's a big hit.
Frank
it's a big
Yankers.
Hit.
He won't be able to feed you these lines off, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a big show.
Well, I'll practice, of course.
Okay.
You may know him from Crank Yankers, which is a bunch of puppets. Or you may know him from The Man Show, where there are juggies, where women jump up and down on a trampoline. Adam Carolla.
He's accurate.
You know what, Bill? I'll tell you what. You
no
come
good.
Out with... No. That's fine. First off, you're professional.
Right. I'll work on
I
it.
I feel like when you hit the stage, that energy's going to come with it. You know
I'm
what
nervous.
I mean?
I'm nervous. I'm trying to please you.
Yeah. Like you spent so much time trying to please me that maybe you get caught in the dialogue a little bit.
Oh, God. If you didn't like me, what would I do?
That's what I'm saying. So don't feel bad. Don't beat yourself up, Bill.
Right.
Yeah. Don't beat yourself up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want you to sleep like a baby tonight.
Oh, I will.
Okay. Brian, does he still sound sarcastic, dude?
I'll be honest. I think he's being sincere, but he sounds extremely sarcastic.
Like, oh, this cursed voice of mine.
All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
Oh, yeah, I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Who's that guy jerking off on me, huh?
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, or second to last but not least, there's Liquid IV, man. When you work out, when you travel, you go to Vegas, you're out in the sun, you're in the cabana, you're putting down some cocktails, man, you need your Liquid IV. We always travel with this stuff. One stick of Liquid IV. Liquid IV, by the way, 16 ounces of water. You pour it into 16 ounces of water. It hydrates faster and more efficiently than the water alone. Great flavors like watermelon and strawberry and lemon lime. No preservatives, less sugar than one single apple. And like I said, if you're working out, it's hot outside. It's hotter out here. When we got out of the plane, it was actually hotter in Van Nuys than it was in Vegas.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Yes, it is hot. So pack your Liquid IV, put it in your water, shake it up. And by the way, in response to COVID-19, Liquid IV has donated 4 million servings to hospitals and food banks and veterans and active military. It's Liquid IV, right, Dawson?
Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide or at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Adam at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code Adam at liquidiv.com.
And also today's show brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today with their professional parts people, and they can help you find the exact battery for your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts, or you can visit them online, O'ReillyAuto.com. Kyle Dunnigan, everyone, the fresh press of D.C.
That's right. YouTube, you know, I need sponsors. I'm letting that out there.
Put it out,
I'm looking
man.
For sponsors.
And doing Biden and Bill Maher and Ben Shapiro. What's your Ben Shapiro sound like?
So. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Ben's fast talking, man. So we'll get into that. And AOC? I didn't know he did AOC. I'm reading that.
I mean, it's like, it's my version of her. What does she sound like? It's not good. It doesn't sound like her.
She's very self-assured.
Oh, she's like, documents. What do I do with all these documents?
She's like that.
Good enough. All right. You can find Kyle. Go to his website, KyleDunniganComedy.com. Until next time. And I'm everywhere, so just go to AdamCarolla.com. Oh, and Adam Carolla's Unprepared Volume 1. We got a new digital album, 10 tracks on there. It's available on Amazon and Apple Music as well. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Kyle Dunnigan, Gina Grad, and Paul Bryan. Say it. Mahalo.
New rules. Shut up, Brian.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Catch Gina Grad on the podcast, Easy Listen, and Paul Bryan on the Film Vault. The rest of us on the water cooler. And you can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And get your tickets to see the Ace Man Minneapolis coming up. They will sell out at AdamCarolla.com.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.